Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 3. Operating and managing a business. Sustainability. Chapter 25. Respect heaven, love mankind. The key reason why Japanese entrepreneur Kazuo Inamori never let any of his companies suffer a loss was that he respected heaven and loved mankind. The founder of Koisela Corporation, Mr. Kazuo Inamori, was appointed by the Japanese government to take over management of debt-ridden Japanese Airlines, JAL, in 2010. At the time, he was 79 years old and was regarded as one of Japan's most outstanding entrepreneurs. But many Japanese still didn't believe he could turn JAL around. However, after he took the post, JAL was transformed from a company with a loss of 780 billion yen in 2009 to a profit of 188.4 billion yen in 2011. In 2012, its profit exceeded 200 billion yen. How could he achieve this? The answer lies in his personal moral code and management style. Mr. Inamori required all JAL employees to follow his principle, respect heaven, love mankind. In simple terms, this means applying natural justice with a kind heart. It's the same as the Confucian concept of ren and follows the middle path, that is, not going to either extreme. If you have love in your heart, you have concern for others. If employees know how to care for customers and are concerned about the company's affairs, no matter whether large or small, the company will automatically make money. It is said that Mr. Inamori learned this sort of wisdom from a commentary by a retired banking consultant on the teachings of Saigo Nanshu, the name under which the famous samurai warrior Saigo Takamori wrote poetry. When he was young, Mr. Inamori heard that the gist of the teachings was the government is the central organ of the country's political system. It must be run in accordance with the laws of nature. If there is any element of self-interest, the government cannot survive. Whatever the issue, the government must be fair and just. It should gather wise men into its ranks. It should exhibit loyalty. It should give sufficient authority to allow people to do their job. This is the will of heaven. Confucius said that we should not be worried that other people are not aware of our virtue or ability. We should be concerned about our lack of ability and that we do not know how to develop our virtue. Confucius said, "Do not be concerned that people do not know you. Be concerned about your lack of ability." For a leader, this passage from Confucius means that whether you are in a business, government, or non-profit organization, you should be concerned about whether your organization has the management ability to continue developing, and not whether other people know the value of your organization existing. Mr. Inamori understood that no matter how brilliant a leader is, he should selflessly follow the principle of respecting heaven, loving mankind. He believed that incorporating this principle in his corporate culture was the reason he had never made a loss in several decades of doing business. This only goes to show that Confucian teachings are an immutable truth that is still applied today. A corporate culture that suits human nature. I've been talking about corporate culture since the 1980s. At the time, many people were dubious, saying that corporate culture was too ethereal. Culture, indeed, cannot be seen, but it is ever-present. I refer to this as the unseen hand controlling the thoughts and actions of anyone in the organization. Someone once asked me what to make of and how to handle the ever-increasing cost and difficulty in managing workers in China. Yozi said, "Harmony is important in the practice of propriety. The ancient king prized this, both in great and small matters. But sometimes harmony is not appropriate. It is inappropriate to seek harmony for the sake of harmony, without regulating it by the principles of propriety." Corporate culture and discipline are equally important in China. Employees today are primarily concerned about how much salary and bonus they earn. Of course, they should also look at themselves to see whether they should take more responsibility and do their jobs better, so as to earn the respect of the company and colleagues. Thus, effective regulations should take into account human nature and make employees accept and like their work environment and corporate culture. In this way, they will naturally become part of the backbone of the company. Company management is about getting things done effectively, not about controlling and issuing directives to employees. Take the example of Haier Company. How has it managed to successfully acquire so many companies? The original CEO of Haier, Zhang Reiming, thought that the most important factor is corporate culture. Indeed, in an acquisition, it is not the equipment and assets purchased that are critical. It is the employees who remain with the company. So, it is necessary to create a good work environment for employees. The key to success of a merger is not how much capital is invested, but whether you can lead the remaining employees to change their thinking, break with their old ways, and adopt a different attitude to facing new work challenges. This can only be done by the leader constantly communicating with the employees, setting a personal example, and gradually changing the mindsets of employees as a whole to create a new corporate culture. This is the only way to make a decisive change. Otherwise, any changes of structure, personnel, systems, and even business models are only temporary and cannot be effective in the long term. In other words, to build new corporate culture is the most fundamental element. I often say that success will sooner or later turn to failure. Any successful company will plateau one day. A company must be able to reinvent itself, and the key factor in doing so is changing corporate culture. My own personal observation is that irrespective of whether the company is public or private, especially in the case of medium-sized and small enterprises, a strong corporate culture that is shaped to suit human nature is the way to maintain sustainability in this age of lack of mutual trust.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.